Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, June 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Bill Cosby is a free man again. The 83-year-old actor and comedian left a Pennsylvania prison this afternoon after that state's highest court tossed out his 2018 conviction for drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee at his home in 2004. He was serving a 10-year prison sentence. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was convicted a decade after a prosecutor had declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil case. Another prosecutor later used his testimony against him. Lori Levinson is a professor of criminal law at Loyola Marymount University. She says the decision does not vindicate Cosby. So what does it mean?
It means that the law applies even when it's Bill Cosby. Likewise, I don't think anybody should say, because of this decision, the whole system's unfair. Frankly, I don't know that there were a lot of other defendants who got the type of promises Bill Cosby got, and maybe moving forward, we shouldn't be giving those type of promises.
Loyola Marymount Law Professor Lori Levinson, she was a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court also ruled that Bill Cosby cannot be retried on the same charges. Now on the governor's desk, a new state budget passed yesterday by lawmakers in Sacramento. It includes billions of dollars in spending on new programs. So what happens when state revenue takes a dip, as it will at some point? The story from KQED reporter Katie Orr.
The nearly $263 billion state budget contains some new big-ticket costs, including $1.3 billion a year to expand Medi-Cal to eligible undocumented adults 50 and over, and $2.7 billion annually to offer universal transitional kindergarten. But for all the spending, Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong said the budget doesn't contain a lot of details.
This bill contains 280 amendments and hundreds of new appropriations, but still lacks important specifics.
Fong also called out what he said is insufficient funding for wildfire prevention and drought solutions. David Crane is a public policy lecturer at Stanford and president of Govern California, a nonprofit that funds state legislators' campaigns. He said it's not the new spending that concerns him, rather the lack of savings. Lawmakers are putting more than $25 billion into the state's reserves, an all-time high. But Crane says revenue projections show that number should be closer to $100 billion to prepare for the next recession.
It's like what a household or a business does. When you get a lot of money and you know that the future is going to bring less money, you save.
Crane points out Governors Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger both had to deal with significant budget cuts, and he says it's inevitable revenues will dip again. I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has died. He was 88 years old. Rumsfeld's family says he died late last night, surrounded by family in his beloved Taos, New Mexico. Rumsfeld was the youngest Pentagon chief ever under President Ford in the 1970s, and he was the oldest when he returned from 2001 to 2006 under President George W. Bush. Regarded as smart and combative, patriotic, and politically cunning, Rumsfeld had a vision of a modern U.S. military, but much of that goal was unraveled by the long and costly Iraq War that he had insisted was the right move. Starting tomorrow, the job of supervising juvenile offenders in California will shift from the state to the counties. It reflects the belief that young offenders can be rehabilitated better in local programs. The local efforts will get guidance from the new State Office of Youth and Community Restoration. It's been launched with $20 million in state money and $7 million a year moving forward. Frankie Guzman says that's not enough to make sure counties effectively rehabilitate young offenders. Guzman is an attorney with the Oakland-based National Center for Youth Law.
$7 million is a drop in the bucket. And really what I think many of us fear is that ultimately, by underfunding the state agency, it will become a shell agency that will be able to do nothing, and abuses will occur at the 58 counties.
Guzman and other advocates say it will be hard for small counties to provide programs for young offenders who have serious mental health needs or who've been locked up for sexual offenses. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.